Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. Today I'm with Travis Windrow, who's with the Office of Risk and Insurance Management. We're talking about the STARS system. Travis, what exactly is the STARS system?
STARS is referring to the system that runs the online first report of work injury system. It is an outside vendor that we used to manage the work comp system.
If I'm hurt on the job here at Vanderbilt, do I have to complete the online first report of work injury, or is that something my supervisor would do?
Either way is fine. Either the employee can fill out the online form, or the supervisor can do that either with the employee or separately. Either way, it just simply needs to be filled out so the work comp process can be started.
How do I get the STARS?
Well, you can access the system a number of different ways. Mm-hmm. The two best ways is to find either the Vanderbilt University Medical Center website or the Vanderbilt University website. You go to the For Employees section for the Medical Center website or the On the Job tab for the VU website. You click the more buttons for both of those. You have a big long list of different sites there. We are at the very bottom under a tab that says Work Injury Illness Reporting.
What happens after I log into the system?
It'll take you to an employee search screen.
Okay.
What you do is you click the employee search screen. It will ask you for your last name, your first name, your Social Security, and your employee ID. You only need to fill in your last name and or first name. The other two fields you don't need to use. That's one of the things about the system. If you put all four of those fields in, a lot of times it'll tell you you don't exist. So last name is the best way to go with that system. And what you can do is put that in, you hit the lookup button. It will search the employee database, and that way you can find yourself in the system. If you're not there, if you're a brand new employee, which is generally the folks we find that are not in the system are the brand new employees. If you've been here a month or two, you're not in the HR system just yet, then you can simply go back to the main screen, hit the next button, and there's a manual screen that you can fill out all the pertinent information, your name, your address, the things that we have to have per the state of Tennessee to start a workers' comp process.
What happens to the information when I fill it out?
Well, once you finish answering all the questions in the system and you hit the submit button, mm-hmm. what happens is that electronically comes to risk management, specifically the work comp department. They will look at that claim, they will get it to an adjuster. In the case of a very bad event, say somebody breaks a leg while walking, you know, to another department or falls down a flight of stairs, then that adjuster will take that claim and start following up with Occ Health or the ED, wherever they've gone for treatment, and they start the process of workers' comp at that point.
Is training offered for STARS?
We offer training sessions for staff.
Oh, okay.
And it would simply be myself coming to a staff meeting or a department meeting, however you have it set up. I have a really quick 15 to 20 minute PowerPoint presentation that I use that simply goes through the entire process from beginning to end and explains it to all the employees and their staff.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.